Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature some Motown charting songs from the early 1960s. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, Debbie Dean, Martha and the Vandellas, The Temptations, Shorty Long, The Validors, Stevie Wonder, Brenda Holloway, and The Four Tops. First up this half hour, the classic Shop Around, right here on Motown.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Oh, yeah, let him know you're the best. don't let him shop around. Now let me tell you something, honey. Oh yeah, you know his family's in the money. And if he takes you for his wife now, yeah, yeah, you'll have the better things in life now. You better make him take your hand now, girl. Understand now, girl. Get the man now, girl.
Feature Memories with Tom Fowler.
Motown Memory from Martha the Vandellas, Come and Get These Memories. They reached number 6 on the United States Rhythm Blues charts and number 29 on the pop charts from 1963. Before that, Debbie Dean, Don't Let Him Shop Around. It reached number 92 in the pop charts of 1961. We started with the song that was the basis for Debbie Dean's tune, The Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson and Shop Around. Number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts and number 2 in the pop charts from 1960. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the balance of this hour, we're featuring Motown charting songs from the early 1960s. Well, coming up, an early song from The Temptations, You're My Dream Come True. This single was notable for being both The Temptations' first nationally charting single and the first release on Motown record label's subsidiary label called Gordy Records. It marked the first time that the group's falsetto singer Eddie Kendricks was featured as the lead on a single. This was their third release single, and after the failure of the first two, Berry Gordy decided to give a go in a different direction with the group, writing a smooth mid-tempo ballad and assigning Eddie Kendricks to the lead. The song was written by Berry Gordy, and the single was The Temptations' first one to appear on the Billboard Rhythm & Blues Singles charts, peaking at the top 30 at number 22. Although the single failed to make the Billboard Hot 100 chart, it was a strong regional smash hit in many different areas of the country, and its notable charting on the Rhythm and Blues Top 30 chart was enough to land them a spot on the Motown Review, which was the touring act with the live group from Motown. Well, here are The Temptations, You're My Dream Come True, right here on Motown Memories.
I don't care. I love for every heart there should be love. Yes, I've waited for such a long, long time. Don't worry, nobody, nobody is gonna change my mind.
Nobody's gonna change my mind.
I want to take you to pencil in my hand. I'm gonna have to say goodbye to my girl. And I hope he doesn't find another man. And Mama, while I'm away, please write every day. No, please, Uncle Sam, please don't take me away.
The Balladers with Gritty Mrs. Uncle Sam had only reached number 89 in the United States pop charts in 1961. Before that, Shoddy Long, Devil with a Blue Dress, reaching number 26 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. And we started with The Temptations, You're My Dream Come True, number 22 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great songs that charted in the early 1960s. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from the artist known at that time as Little Stevie Wonder, Fingertips from 1963. Well, Fingertips was written and composed by Stevie Wonder's mentors, Clarence Paul and Henry Crosby. It was originally a jazz instrumental recorded for Stevie's first studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie Wonder. Well, the live version of this song that's coming up was recorded in June of 1962 during a Motown Review performance at the Regal Theater in Chicago. Containing only a few stanzas of lyrics, Fingertips is essentially an instrumental piece meant to showcase Stevie's talents on the bongos and the harmonica. Well, the song ran long, so it was broken up in the 45 as part one and part two. Well, the edit point that begins part two of Fingertips is when Stevie shouts, "Everyone say yay," initiating a call and response exchange with the audience. Well, after a couple of sung verses, each followed by a bit of Stevie's harmonica playing, Stevie appears to bring things to a conclusion if you listen to the record. On the night of the recording, Stevie, as usual, started to leave the stage and the band went into an exit music. However, he unexpectedly changed his mind, returning to sing the goodbye encore. Well, the other musicians were caught short, and the bass players had changed over to prepare for the next act on the bill, which was Mary Wells. Well, as Stevie moves into his impromptu encore, the new bass player, a fellow by the name of Larry Moses, can be heard in the recording yelling out, "What key, what key?" Well, here is Stevie Wonder and Fingertips, right here on Motown.
Everybody say yes! Yes! Say yes!
Yes!
Say yes!
Yes!
kiss her one more time when I come by. So goodbye.
Fun, huh? Little Stevie Wonder. Hang around, Stevie.
Baby, I need your loving. Got see. Any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive.
First top 40 song from the Four Tops, Baby I Need Your Loving, they reached number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States and number 11 on the pop charts from 1964. Before that, Brenda Holloway, Every Little Bit Hurts, number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues charts and number 13 on the pop charts, also from 1964. And we started with the number 1 smash, number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues and pop charts from 1963, Little Stevie Wonder and Fingertips. Well, this hour, we featured some Motown-charting songs from the early 1960s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.